This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Purdy Insurance, Marcus Reed in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, life, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. Multiple insurance needs, they handle them all. They make sure that you are fully insured, and they do everything they can to save you money because customer service means everything to them. All at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. All right. There have been, I always laugh a bit about the opinion stuff of it. Well, look at Penn State's schedule like this. Okay? I have two words. Who cares? I always laugh a bit when people say, I can't believe somebody said, who cares? They're not on the committee. They don't have a vote. Who cares what they think? But it does reinforce what I've been saying. It was critical for Penn State to win the last four games of the regular season because it took them out of the opinion pool. When you have one regular season loss, you're in. When you have one regular season loss, probably 7 to 8 times out of 10, you're hosting. Okay? An exception here, of course, is Indiana. But with one loss, you're not in the opinion pool. Two losses, you're now starting to debate. Schedule, games, where were they, scores, right? And if you're in three, you got a big problem. That's why I said winning the, it was a four-game playoff to make the playoff in the Ohio State postgame show, because I knew that if they won each game, they would be in. And probably hosting, because you're not in the opinion pool. Two losses, now they start having opinions about who you played, where you played, how many ranked teams. You know, they start going back and forth on all these nitpicking things. They're involved in all this. One loss? Nope, you're in. There's no opinion pool except for where you seated. And that's what they did. That's what they accomplished. Okay. We mentioned the bowl games. So after the opening round of the playoffs, here are the other bowl games. So on Monday, December 23rd, which will lead into Monday Night Football, the Myrtle Beach Bowl will be at 11 o'clock in the morning. It'll be Coastal Carolina against Texas San Antonio. Then, on the blue field at Albertson Stadium in Boise, 2:30 in the afternoon, Northern Illinois, conqueror of Notre Dame, against Fresno State. On the 24th, Christmas Eve, there is a bowl game, Todd. It's back. It's the Hawaii Bowl. South Florida against San Jose State.
Evening, I hope.
8 o'clock at night. I believe, what's Honolulu, 5 or 6 hours behind us?
That I don't know. My family only goes so far as the West Coast. I haven't had anybody go to Hawaii in a while.
Incredible. Incredible. Okay.
London, I know London's 6 hours ahead because my brother goes there a lot, but...
Right. Let's see. Well, I'll look it up later. But, doesn't matter. 8 o'clock Eastern Time, Christmas Eve. Eh, it gets to be late. You've already watched It's a Wonderful Life. You can watch a little football for about a half an hour. Okay. Then Christmas Day is Christmas Day. The NFL decided, let's put everything on Netflix. Oh, brutal. Have you decided yet where to get it?
I probably not, just because I'll be at Christmas stuff during the, like, when both games are on. So
sacrilege.
I know.
All right. I don't know what's wrong with you. I mean, imagine doing fun family things. All right.
No, I'm doing family things. I didn't say fun. Hopefully nobody in my family's listening.
I don't think that went over as well as you hoped.
Yeah, right. About it.
Yeah. So on the 26th, we're back to work at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at Ford Field in Detroit. The game above, Sports Bowl. Pitt against Toledo. Then the Rape Bowl is at Chase Field in Phoenix at 5:30. Rutgers against Kansas State. And the 68 Ventures Bowl, which will be in Mobile at 9 o'clock at night, Arkansas State against Bowling Green. You know, I should have asked if you're going to watch any of these. Is there any game I mentioned so far you'd watch?
Go out of my way to watch? Probably not. If I'm home?
Oh, you just... Oh, you're so sad.
Eh, that's basket. That's Christmas. That's basketball season now. I'm working.
Okay.
I'm working in the evening.
Okay. 27th, Lockheed Martin Armed Forces Bowl at Fort Worth, Oklahoma Navy. That's at noon. Hmm. Not bad. Birmingham Bowl, Georgia Tech Vanderbilt, 3:30 ESPN. Not bad. AutoZone Liberty Bowl, Texas Tech against Arkansas. In Memphis, 7 o'clock at night. Then 8 o'clock at night, this is the one on Fox. It's the Holiday Bowl. Syracuse against Washington State on Fox. And then the Las Vegas Bowl is at 10:30 at night. And I think this game is actually kind of fun. Texas A&M against USC. Now we get to Saturday, December 28th. The Wasabi Fenway Bowl at Fenway Park. UConn against North Carolina. That's 11 in the morning. That's on ESPN. Noon on ABC, it's the Pinstripe Bowl. Boston College against Nebraska. Then at 2:15 on ESPN, the New Mexico Bowl. Louisiana against TCU. The Pop-Tarts Bowl, Orlando, 3:30 ABC. Iowa State-Miami, that's a pretty good game. I like that game. The Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl. It's on the CW. It's in Tucson. Miami of Ohio against Colorado State. The Military Bowl in Annapolis. 5:45 in the 20. I mean, this game is, what do you got? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 bowl games one day. Okay? Military Bowl, East Carolina, North Carolina State. Then at 7:30 on ABC, the Alamo Bowl, which usually is a good matchup, and this is going to get good ratings, by the way. Okay? This is going to get really good ratings. Why? BYU against Colorado. Coach Prime in a bowl game.
Somebody was doing a bowl game list yesterday and was trying to say that Shador and Travis Hunter are going to play in that game. I would bet not.
I think they will.
Really?
Yep. I think they will. I'll say this. They have not held themselves out of anything to this point. I don't think they're... I think they're both going to play. Yeah. It's just a guess. Your guess, my guess, they're different. They're just complete guesses. And the Independence Bowl in Shreveport at 9:15, Army against Marshall.
Speaking of Marshall, did you see that weird stuff that's going on with Coach Huff?
He is going to... Where's he going?
Southern Miss.
Yeah, Southern Mississippi, yeah.
Because they wouldn't give him an extension, and then he ended up winning the league? I thought that was amusing.
Yeah. I like Charles. He's just, you know... He was here, liked him a lot. Good dude. Monday afternoon, December 30th, it's the Music City Bowl, Missouri against Iowa, 2:30. Tuesday, New Year's Eve. Now it gets going. You've got the ReliaQuest Bowl in Tampa. Alabama against Michigan, noon. The Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl on CBS. Louisville against Washington. The Cheez-It Citrus Bowl, Orlando, ABC. South Carolina against Illinois. The Texas Bowl at 3:30. Baylor against LSU. That's at Houston. And then, of course, on ESPN, it'll be the college football playoff quarterfinal. The winner of Penn State and SMU will take on Boise State in Glendale. Everything on New Year's Day is all about the college football playoff. Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, Clemson, Texas winner against Arizona State, Ohio State, Tennessee winner against Oregon in the Rose Bowl, and the Sugar Bowl will have the winner of Notre Dame, Indiana against Georgia. Then there's a game on January 2nd. Suit always hated bowl games after New Year's Day. Couldn't stand it. He has a lot of issues. That's why Big Lou's on speed dial. All right, Gator Bowl, Jacksonville, Duke against Ole Miss. Not bad. First Responder Bowl in Dallas, at the home, by the way, of SMU football, Gerald J. Ford Stadium. North Texas and Texas State. And the Duke's Mayo Bowl from Charlotte at night at 7:30. Minnesota against Virginia Tech.
Did you see PJ's press conference yesterday?
Did not.
It was amusing. He was just talking about, he was holding a thing of Duke's Mayo, and he just kind of stopped and held it up and smiled at the camera and then went back to his press conference.
Well, the winning coach has it dumped on him.
Oh, man, that would be my nightmare.
I mean, it makes you almost want to throw the game. All right, so then on the 4th of January, the Bahamas Bowl. Buffalo against Liberty Bowl from Nassau in the Bahamas. Then it's the 9th, 7:30 at night, the Orange Bowl, college football playoff semifinal. On the 10th of Friday, it is the Cotton Bowl in Arlington, 7:30, college football playoff semifinal. And then the national championship game is at 7:30 on the 21st, which is the 20th, which is a Monday night at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. So there you go. There are all the bowl games for it. Get you up to date, run that down. Cool.
There's a lot of not bad matchups later on in there.
No, that part worked out great. And look, will I watch some bowl games? Yeah, I'll watch some bowl games. I just enjoy doing it. So I always love when I hear somebody say, "All right, too many bowl games." Then don't watch. I'm not sitting there forcing you to watch. Don't tell me not to watch. I'll make my own decision. I always laugh about that stuff. Too many bowl games. Then don't watch them. There are other channels, other things to do. Yeah, I mean, come on. I always love when I hear stuff like that. Like, okay, you're entitled to your opinion. But don't make it seem like it's just so incredibly awful that maybe I might watch a game or two.
In this fractured age of television viewing, they're getting $1 million for almost all of those bowls. Yep. People are probably lucky there aren't more bowls this.
Yeah, there are. Last year, there were two bowl games that had fewer than 1 million viewers. That's it. How about that? People want to watch. That's why ESPN, it's smart business by them. They own and operate 17 of the bowl games. 17 of them.
And that's probably why, you know, that helps. Obviously, that helps with bowl week, but that also helps absorb some of those costs when they don't draw as well, when they are getting a million people.
Well, the other part, too, is it's great programming for them. I mean, in other words, that gives them, you know, I just went through this night after, in the month of December into early January, they've got programming they bought every night. That's great. You know, that's what, you know, they bought themselves programming that people want to watch. It's smart business on their part. Very smart. All right, back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
So I did a game Thursday night, flew Friday, did the game Saturday, flew back yesterday morning. I drive tonight because I have a game tomorrow night at Rutgers, and I'm going to drive back after the game. And then I'm home for at least 2.5 weeks. How about that? So, no complaints, just... is a topic of conversation.
Is the plan to spend another lovely Tuesday evening in Hazleton like the last time you went to Rutgers?
No. I'm driving straight back. This time I really want to just drive straight back. I really do. I just think that, you know, for me that's the best plan this time. It's a 7 o'clock game, so I should be able to get out of there by 9:30, and I think I can be back here about 1:15, 1:30 in the morning. But that's fine. That works, right?
I was going to say, I'll still be up.
Yeah, well, the second I get out of the car, I'm going to get in the house, go to sleep. Yeah. There'll be no... You know, that's so. And then I don't know the game till Saturday, and it's here. So, it's good. Hey, as I tell people all the time, it's very simple. I don't dig ditches for a living when it's 20 degrees out. I announce sports. It's pretty cool. You know? So I'm just telling you what the schedule is and what it's been like. It's like, okay, you're going, go, but it's not complaining.
After the way they played Thursday, I can't wait to see what they look like tomorrow night.
Be tough, because I'll say this. I've watched the two kids play.
Yeah.
And Ace Bailey and Harper. You know what? I can see why they like them. You know, I could see why people think they have NBA futures. Now, the rest of the group, okay, is okay. But these two guys are a cut above. I thought Ohio State, watching the game Saturday, thought did a really, really good job of, in the first half, controlling them. Then they really couldn't control them in the second half, but they kept getting buckets near the rim and never lost their lead. I think the one time Rutgers cut it to five, but that was it. So.
It was interesting watching that game Thursday. I think everything that you and Dick said that needed to go right did go right.
Yeah, it did. And the matchup is a big reason why.
Yeah,
it's always, I talk all the time about matchups, and if you play the person and not the jersey, you have the ability to make the matchup work for you. Because we liked the matchups a lot, and we liked the style a lot versus the style that Purdue plays. Purdue's going to win 13, 14 games probably in the Big Ten. But stylistically, it's not a great matchup for them when they play Penn State. It's very much when they play Marquette, same style. Hey, how about Dave Parker and Dick Allen? Huh? Hall of Fame. Took Dick Allen a long time to get there. Dick Allen should have been in a long, long time ago. The former Philly. Dave Parker, that's great. I'm glad they both got in. They're both going to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Plus, Dave Parker wore one of my all-time favorite t-shirts. You ever see that picture of him in the 70s?
No.
If you hear a bunch of the noise, it's just me and the boys bopping.
Okay. How about that? That's great.
I'm glad he got it before he passed away. That's the downside of Dick Allen, is he passed away before they could honor him.
See, that always bothers me.
Yeah.
When that happens, when you know somebody should have been in, they don't, you know, they wait till you've passed.
You an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Steve Jones Show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Let's see. It was a fun weekend in the local area. We touched on it a little bit when we opened the show. Tom Perkevich of Susquehanna University football coach will join us tomorrow at 2:35 in this segment. Almost went old school nickname there. The Riverhawks played an outstanding game this weekend in the round two of the quarterfinals. St. John's of Minnesota was thought to be the top-ranked team in the country. It was 17-17 at the half, and Susquehanna took a two-score lead. St. John's tied it, and Susquehanna got a walk-off field goal, and now they get a home game in the Division III quarterfinals. They will play
about that
Bethel, Minnesota, at noon on Saturday at Doug Arthur Stadium in Selins Grove.
Very nice. Very nice.
I took the daughter to the SU women's game on Saturday afternoon. And, of course, they're announcing the score, but the ticket takers were students, and there must have been 12 of them wrapped around a little computer screen watching the game streaming. And you could always tell when something happened, because if it was quiet in a basketball game, you could hear them holler out at the out at the table.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
The running back had three touchdowns. I mean, they're playing well. I think it was I think when they won their first round game last week, it was the first time in 30 years they'd won a playoff game. So,
yeah, no, I think this is great, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I plan on being in the stands.
There you go. Go for it. I'm looking forward to talking to him tomorrow.
Yeah, I just... It's one of those things where, you know, they lost in the first round the previous 2 years in home games, and you were hoping they learned from it, and they obviously did. So,
no, it's great. You know, hey, different time, different personnel. Yeah. Certain people leave, certain people come in, different matchups. Hey, a lot of things come into play. I'm just thrilled they're doing it. And, of course, I'm thrilled that Mike's son's on the team. As you know, I asked about him last week. I talked to Mike about it. Mike, he says, "You did?" I said, "Oh, yeah." He said, "What did he say?" He says, "I don't know." He says, thank God for his mom's athleticism. No, I just, Mike's like, "Oh, you're killing me." I said, "Yeah." But I think it's a great story because Mike was talking to me about Mike Rhodes, about the matchup with St. John's. And he says, "Who was that old coach?" I said, "John Gagliardi." He goes, "Oh, yeah. We were talking about it at practice the other day." So
that's it. Yeah. Did you ever read that book? One of the Sports Illustrated guys, Austin. I can't think of his last name right now.
Austin Murphy?
Yeah, Austin Murphy wrote a book on him maybe 2000, 2001.
Oh, yeah?
It's very good.
Yeah.
He was the guy that I think when I was explaining it to somebody Saturday that he said that he didn't practice, but they did practice, but they only did 90 minutes. They didn't do hitting. They didn't have to lift weights. And somehow that all worked out for them. They were one of the most successful programs for years and years and years in Division III.
Yeah. So, yeah. There you go. I mean, years and years. They're like Mount Union.
Yeah.
Right? Mount Union's the same way. Like, year after year after year, great. One great win after another.
And Mount Union's still alive, actually. Mount Union's in the quarterfinals, too.
Right.
I was going to say, Lance Leopold had a run in Division III, too, with Wisconsin-Whitewater.
Oh, he did. I think, he went 5 in a row?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, we've had him on the show. Lance is a really good guy. He's one of the really good guys out there.
They got Jalon Daniels to come back for another year next year.
Yeah, but he's just really, yeah. And he's a good player. I talked to Andy about him. And Andy, you know, had nothing but good things to say about him. After being his offensive coordinator last year.
That's probably a team would like to start the season over again after they played in November.
Yeah, you know what? I felt like they lost games. Mm-hmm. I mean, of course, the one I watched with great interest was when they played Illinois because Penn State was going to play Illinois. And I felt like Kansas lost the game. Like, okay, you know. And it kind of as the season went, I kind of felt like, God, they're losing games and not, you know, the other team isn't really winning. All right. So, this half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrewers, the best selection of beer anywhere. They now have ready-to-drink cocktails like High Noon, Crown Royal, and Jack Daniels. Wine coolers, water, soft drink snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. 6 great flavors of slushies. Pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Basketball takes center stage for the moment. After the college football playoff announcement yesterday, Penn State was the 4 seed overall, but go back to 6 because of conference champions. But everybody knew the rules going in, so it's not like, oh, isn't that? No, it's, hey. Everybody knew what the rules were. So Arizona State gets a bye. It's great. It's fine. No issue with that. None. Because those were the established rules everybody knew about going in. They didn't make it up as they went. Okay.
Did you get the chance to watch that game a little bit before you went over to the stadium?
Uh, Which one?
Arizona State.
Oh, yeah, I watched some of it.
I was going to say, Cam Scataboo looked really good.
Scataboo is a really good player. I really like Scataboo a lot. He kind of reminds me of John Riggins.
Yeah. Not a lot of not fast enough, but I mean, you see all those defenders bouncing off of him for the first four or five attempts, tackle attempts.
I mean, here's something interesting, right? As a side note, do you want to know why Tyler Warren wears 44?
Is it a Syracuse thing?
Nope. Nah. He wears 44 because of John Riggins.
Huh.
Even though John Riggins played before Tyler was born.
I was going to say, didn't John Riggins play before he was born?
Yeah. Yeah, but his family, you know, I mean, they're all in Virginia. You know? The then, as they were known as then, Redskins were the big deal back then. With his family living there. And, yeah, I mean, that's the why he wears 44, is because of John Riggins.
Should grow out a perm like John Riggins.
No. But, unbeknownst to Tyler, Jack Ham has been working on something, and it's come to fruition.
Ooh.
So, it's actually kind of neat.
We do have it on good authority that Tyler's not listening now, I hope.
Right now? Yeah. I don't know. They've got time off this week.
Yeah, well.
They do have time off. But it's Jack told me about it 2-3 weeks ago, and it's happened. It's actually kind of cool. When it finally does happen, I'll tell everybody about it. But it's really, to me, it's really neat. I think it's really neat. All right, so this young man's doing a project in class. He wants me to answer these questions. What are the biggest changes I've observed in how Penn State approaches recruiting since the introduction of NIL? How do you think NIL opportunities influence recruits' perception of Penn State football? What feedback have you heard from players, coaches, and recruits regarding Penn State's NIL resources and support? What trends do you expect to see with NIL and recruiting over the next few years?
Okay.
Like, that's probably a page each if you give your if you answer truthfully.
Well, I'm going to answer truthfully anyway.
Well, I mean answer truthfully about answer fully. How's that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually, so. that's a whole paper there in itself, those five questions.
Yeah. I can assure you, in no uncertain terms, that there'll be a couple sentences each. I am going to put time in because the young man's trying to do a project and he's trying to get an A on it, so I'll make sure I give him thoughtful answers. But I'm not going to go too in-depth into it, only because after a while it's just a bunch of words. You know, get right to the point and answer the question. I think that's the important part. And he could have done it by phone or by Zoom, but I said, hey, can you just email it to me? Because I'm back on the road tonight. I'll be driving. I don't have time to really do that. So, but I want to help him out, so I don't want him left in the cold either. So,
is this finals week for them, or is it next week?
Next week.
Next week.
Now, my class has their final project due this week. On Friday, but it's not that difficult. Oh, good. I got a parking pass. Can I get a parking pass for tomorrow? Chelsea. Yep. Okay, good. Yeah, we're in. All right.
Yeah, Rutgers probably isn't a school you want to park off campus.
No. Boy, is that place spread out. Yeah. I mean, Rutgers is really spread out. You know that, right?
I've actually never been to the actual Rutgers. I've been to on the campus of Rutgers Camden because they have a nice aquarium.
Okay. It's really spread out. They have two different campuses up there. And the area where the basketball arena is, I think, is the Livingston campus. You think I know after going up there for 40 years. But as long as you're close enough, it doesn't matter. You know? So that's... As long as you're close enough, it's okay. Because the entire goal is to get in the car when it's over and go. Okay? Thus, I will be stopping probably at a Wawa and getting gas before the game. I am not going to sit there and go, hey, let's find a gas station. No. I want to go. In other words, get me out of here. The sooner I get back, the quicker I can go to sleep, because I've got to teach class in the morning. It's the last class of the semester. I know, you're like, oh, I know. Ugh. Brutal.
I was going to say, when I have to get up early for that, I just have to make, I have 40 minutes to make sure the daughter gets to the bus, and then I'm okay.
Ew. Wow.
Neither of us are morning persons, so sometimes it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Yeah. Yeah, that's not fun at all. Yeah. This half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection, imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
The holidays are a time of year to celebrate and reflect. Reflect on the past year, a year filled with challenges and uncertainty. Uncertainty that bred resilience and hope. Hope for healing, change, new beginnings, and unity. United as one people, one community, by one mission, to safeguard and protect what matters most. From all of us at Purdy Insurance, we wish you health, happiness, and joy this holiday season, and success in the new year.
Yep. You know, you don't take anything as a foregone conclusion in this. That's why it was great to see they were on the board getting a home game. It fell the way I thought it would. Just because it fell the way I thought it would didn't mean I was sitting there saying, come on, let's see if it falls the way I hope it does. And it did. They did the right thing with how they made it fall across the board. There's not one single complaint I have with what the committee did. Zero. I thought the 12 in the right order, right time, everything, I thought worked out great. I give them a lot of credit. I have zero complaints about what they did. None.
I read somebody that said that maybe they wouldn't have as much problems if they didn't do the snapshot every week. But also the argument there was, too, is ESPN probably wouldn't let them not do the snapshot. But yeah, well, a lot of the arguments were, you know, started by, you know, what they did originally in the first couple weeks.
The first couple weeks don't mean anything.
Yeah, it doesn't mean people don't think they mean something.
I mean, people think too much.
Well.
And that's, I mean, you've got to take it for what it is. Right? It's the body of work to that hour. It's not a predictor. That's why it's a snapshot. It's the body of work to that hour. It's not predicting what you're going to do the rest of the season. You have to go out and prove it every week, because every week something happens, there's a shuffle. What the next to last one did, Tuesday last week, told everybody that Miami was out. And that was that Alabama was the one that was going to get in if there was an issue in front of them. Miami was not going to be an option. That's what that told us. Because at that point, Alabama's not playing. There's nothing they can do except wait and see if somebody, quote, fails in front of them. And Miami, because Alabama was in front of them, there's not two that are going to fail. You're not going to get in. This half hour brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We mentioned they now have ready-to-drink cocktails like High Noon, Crown Royal, and Jack Daniels. How about that? Yeah, it's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket.
We should do a sponsored show on the ready-to-drink cocktails. See how it goes.
I don't think anybody wants that. All right, I think it'd be probably for Stevie Boy. It would be soft drinks. Yeah.
Well, at least it would be radio and not video component as well.
Yeah. Exactly. Hey, welcome. It's like, oh God.
Yeah. They probably wonder about us sometimes, anyway.
Well, they don't wonder about you, me. They're like, what the heck is he saying? He's rambling about something. Tomorrow's show will be in Piscataway. We will have Neil Coulong tomorrow. We will have the head coach of Susquehanna tomorrow. Speaking of wine coolers, Matt Catrillo. It's wine, and we're trying to cool him down.
I was going to say we were probably a ball bouncing late in the fourth quarter away from an epic Eagles rant as well.
Tell me about it. I mean, I sort of saw some of that out of the corner of my eye because I was working on SMU yesterday. I had Rutgers already done, so I'm kind of like going, what the heck is going on here? It was interesting.
They're playing really well for the last three quarters of the game. That 1.2 points per game right in the first quarter is, I think I read today, is 355 out of 357 teams since 2000 that have a winning record at this point.
Right. Yeah.
It's. You know, and Saquon set the single season rushing record yesterday, and because it was so close, he kind of asked the Eagles fans to quiet down.
Right. Yeah, I don't know.
I'm not sure I realized Shady had that record either.
Yeah. Yeah, Shady.
I was actually like Matt. I kind of blocked the Chip Kelly years out of the Eagles Chip Kelly years out of my head.
I always loved Merrill. Chip. Oh, Chip. Not a big Chip fan.
He does seem to engender that reaction sometimes.
Right. All right, so on the road again to Rutgers. And Magic Radio tonight, talk to Santa beginning at 6.
No truth that Mr. Catrillo is already here.
Oh, for goodness sakes. I mean, what bothers me is he's got the kids asking for him.